This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, listening via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people that are working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. We thank them, as well as the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers that keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Take advantage of all the things we've got over there. All right, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Now, we started out talking about a new Trump rule that goes into effect today. It's an asylum executive order rule that will effectively end the asylum protections for most migrants at the southern border. Now, this is a huge departure from the U.S.'s current asylum policy, which allows migrants to apply for asylum regardless of how they happen to come to the border, correct?
I haven't read the specifics of the executive order and the regulation on this one, but it does go into effect. And what it essentially says is if you are in a country before you come to the United States, you must apply for asylum there and stay there until your case can be heard. So we're trying to relieve the volume that's at our southern border, and rightly so, because we can't handle the volume. However, because we are what? I think the number we kept hearing was, what, 800,000?
Yes.
Cases that are backlogged. We have no idea how long they would necessarily stay in Mexico.
Nope.
But the cases themselves, I don't know who's reviewing them when they apply in, say, Mexico or El Salvador, Nicaragua, or wherever, that they would review the application there. I don't know if it's Mexico doing it or our officials in those countries are doing it, and then advancing them or denying them right there. So if we deny them right there, then kind of what happens to them? So, it's a tough one. I haven't read the procedures on it, so I think there's still some open questions.
Well, the other one, the open question, the big one is, what is a safe country? There's a provision in there.
They all are, except for even El Salvador. I mean, if you look at the applications, they're economic. They're looking for economic opportunities. I'm not seeing that I'm a victim of religious persecution, or I was not a victim of human trafficking, or,
No.
It still doesn't work,
All right. Well, yesterday was year number three of the Made in America showcase at the White House. A lot of interesting things were there. I particularly caught what caught my eye were the Freeman boats that were there, made in the USA. The boats, there was one sitting there with two 450 horsepower engines on. I'm going, yeah, I want that boat.
Okay.
900 horsepower. Yeah.
Well, it, what was sad about this is it was an opportunity for us to see where these entrepreneurs and so forth are necessarily going with product. And I really kind of wanted to see that. Media didn't spend nearly enough attention on those that were there at their show and tell. I think we were kind of cheated in that respect because it had all this other controversy. It just got thrown on top of it.
Yep.
But, you know, Trump, I think, was very good. I think this, as you said, it's the third year in a row. And, you know, he visited each of the displays, if you will, and had a good conversation with them. I think we need a summary of that formally because I want to know where, you know, small business is going. And I think we were cheated otherwise.
Well, the philosophy of this is something that I stand totally behind. If we can build it here, if we can grow it here, if we can make it here in the United States, we will and we should make that our priority in buying, we the
Correct.
People.
Which is the whole premise of Made in America.
That's right. Yeah. And again, you know, you talked about the entrepreneurs and all that. Yeah, they were there. They were there. For example, Zippo lighters were there. I haven't seen Zippo lighters in a while, but we used to have them in the military all the time, windproof, made in Pennsylvania. The Airstream trailers that just about everybody had at one time, made in Ohio. Buck knives made in Idaho. I've got a Buck knife, by the way. And Nakoma baseball gloves made in Texas, plus the Freeman boats that came out of the Carolinas. And the thing of it this is a new age, I believe, that we have of American manufacturing coming in here, because we do have more factories that are rising up again and more factories that are coming back from where they were overseas.
Yeah, it would be very interesting to have to see a study of the American companies that have manufacturing in one form or another in China and what is being weaned out of China. In other words, because of slave labor that we're using over there, and we are, our American companies.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back right after this break. And, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you know, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA will provide their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro-Second Amendment attorneys, because they know that if you have to use a weapon, whether it's a gun, a knife, a club, a ball bat, your fist, whatever, to defend yourself, that the legal system doesn't always get it right. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own, because the last person standing is the first person the police will be looking at when they make it to the scene. So I want you to go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there on the homepage. And the first thing you'll notice is a free gun a day giveaway. Sign up for the free gun a day giveaway, and good luck with that. We want to announce somebody winning it here on the show, and eventually that will happen. And then while you're there, check out the three levels of membership and pick one of the ones that works for you. And if you do, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including some pretty neat USCCA gear, too, including the Concealed Carry magazine, which is award-winning now 2 years in a row. And you'll also get discounts and savings there, not only on guns and ammunition, but also on hunting and fishing and RVing and camping equipment as well in the magazine. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, back with us. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Turkey and the United States are having a little bit of a problem over those Russian S-400 missiles.
Yes, they are. Turkey bought them from Russia for $2.5 billion. And the excuse is that the Patriot missile batteries that they have were the only ones that they had,
And those were owned by Spain and Italy, and they were on loan, and that they are being withdrawn. So they felt like, or they were withdrawn. So Turkey felt like they needed to have something. Well, the United States has been watching this for quite some time and said, hey, all right, Turkey, you can have one or the other. You can have the F-35s, of which they had an order for.
Right.
I don't know how many there were. I've long since forgotten that. Or you can have the S-400, but you can't have both. And I take that back. They were going to buy 100 F-35s.
Okay.
Lockheed Martin. And so we have repeatedly told them, you can't have both. What's it going to be? And so Turkey finally decided, well, we're going to go ahead and take delivery of the S-400. They have been taking delivery. Russia did, in fact, land a couple of planes and pulled some of those parts and whatnot out of their nose cones of these planes, delivering the S-400.
Right.
So now the acting U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper has been very involved in this, and as has NATO. So we're going to see where this goes, including the fact that we may be forced to sanction Turkey. So this could get a little sticky.
Sanction Turkey. Okay. Wow. Well, yeah, it could get a little sticky.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we'll keep our eyes on it and see what happens. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, very quietly behind the scenes, has been trying to set up a meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un and our president. Don't know where yet. They've been working out the details, and they're trying to make it a more creative summit, whatever that means.
Well, yeah, Pompeo is kind of managing it, but he's assigned an envoy to be doing this. He's not necessarily doing it all himself. He just is way too busy for all of that. But what they want to do is certainly is to restart the talks again when it comes to the nuclear weapons program in Pyongyang. And so he hasn't said when the negotiations would resume, except that they will resume. And if there's going to be another summit, we haven't even gotten to that point yet. So we don't know what we mean by more creative.
I'm Lord Dodge, Texas.
Oops, go ahead.
So we have no idea what that necessarily means, but that effort is underway once again. So mm-hmm. Happy to know that you know, at least we're in a place with North Korea that we haven't been in a very long time. We are having talks, and you know, previous administrations didn't even bother to do that. Will it get us anywhere? I don't know. But every time that we're in talks with them, we learn a little bit more. A little bit more pressure is put there. And, you know, you've got other countries that are watching this very carefully, including, I might add, the United Nations and China. So this would, you know, we don't want to do a whole complete freeze of everything North Korea because they have a humanitarian thing. But if we have to, we will.
Now, the reason that you just heard Lou Dobbs is because I'm going to play something pertaining to an article that you wrote, but this has something to do with it. Our Salem media, Dennis Prager, is going to be testifying in front of Congress today about the Facebook and the Twitters and this, that, and the other, and what they've been doing to conservatives. Now, listen to what Lou Dobbs had to say here.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Texas Senator Ted Cruz chairing a hearing today on discrimination against conservatives by Google and other online giants. Google's Vice President of Governmental Affairs has prepared testimony saying Google is not politically biased. That view will be challenged by Salem Radio Network host Dennis Prager, who will testify that his online university has seen its conservative courses blocked from viewers. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
So, that's what we know is going to take place today. You wrote an article yesterday. Some of what you wrote about, I'm sure, has to do with this blocking of conservative pundits. No?
No.
There are two different things. One, in this particular case, it's about Google. I was writing about Facebook because what a lot of people don't know is Facebook is launching its own cryptocurrency. And their cryptocurrency, otherwise known as a Bitcoin in our layman's terms, theirs is going to be called Libra.
Yeah, Libra. Mm-hmm.
And this is a real problem. Secretary of Treasury Steve Mnuchin has apparently reached out to Facebook and said, let's talk about this. Apparently there's going to be a hearing today on the Hill, or certainly this week on the Hill, with Facebook and the fact that they're doing this cryptocurrency, which apparently Libra is going to be managed by their blockchain operation. Mm-hmm. Is going to be managed by Switzerland. Swell, right?
Right.
Now, let's understand that we have something called ransomware, and ransomware has infected an awful lot of cities, Atlanta, Baltimore, two cities here in Florida. And what they do is they go in there and they take the city's data, and in order to get it back, you have to pay a ransom, and the ransom is paid in a Bitcoin. So the fact that Facebook feels like that they need to have their own Bitcoin, if you will, or cryptocurrency,
mm-hmm.
is a problem. And, you know, you've got a whole bunch of illicit activities that happen with Bitcoin or cryptocurrency. And meanwhile, the Federal Trade Commission has fined Facebook $5 billion.
Yeah.
Because of sharing data with Cambridge Analytica. Well, $5 billion to Facebook means nothing. Maybe it ought to be $10 billion. I don't know.
Drop in a bucket.
Yeah, so this is yet another hearing that's on the Hill, something that I would suggest we all necessarily watch because, you know, $5 billion could, you know, hurt Facebook a little bit, but the bigger part is, what is the real motivation for having Libra?
Mm-hmm. Well,
there's a whole bunch of
I'd like to know myself.
There's a whole bunch of shadowy people that are out there on Facebook, including fake Facebookers.
Mm-hmm.
That are, you know, you got cyber criminals and all, you know. So it's kind of like that would be a very fascinating hearing to watch.
Well, what's your prediction?
Well, I don't know. I don't think we can prevent them from doing it, but we shall see.
Okay. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com, and we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, FoundersCo.com, the website, FoundersCo.com. Go over there and check her out and see all the great things she writes over there. I'll be right back right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
But do you think the tweets were racist?
President Trump at an event at the White House celebrating products made here in America, reiterating to reporters what he says on Twitter about the four progressive congresswomen, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. They can go back to the countries they came from if they don't like it here.
How are they not right? Congresswomen are not American.
Somebody has a problem with our country. If somebody doesn't want to be in our country, they should leave. That's all.
Then the four holding a news conference on Capitol Hill, calling on President Trump to be impeached. Here's AOC.
We'll stay focused on our agenda, and we won't get caught slipping, because all of this is a distraction. It's a distraction from what's most important and from our core values as American citizens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our next Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy, where you can jumpstart your career or get started on a new one as a certified aviation maintenance tech, making a lot of money. It's all up to you as to how much money you want to make. Okie doke, and here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. As a matter of fact, many of you coming out of high school have graduated from a technical school to learn a trade where you'd start out as a journeyman and start out at $8, $9, $10 an hour and work your way on up the ladder to where you would have a great career. And that's fine, and that's great. And I'm glad to hear that you're doing that. But how would you like to hit the ground running after 14 months of training at $50,000 or $60,000 per year or more, and I do mean or more, as an aviation maintenance tech. Well, here's all you need to do. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. Now, you can find them online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And they can fill the void. National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 a year or more. It's possible to make a three-figure salary right off the bat if you wind up going overseas. That all depends on whether or not you can cut the mustard, because going overseas is not something that's going to happen to everybody. Now, check them out online to find out more at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. They have two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, the other one here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida. Their number also, their telephone number, is 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour. Check out the place. See what they have to offer. They'd be happy to do that for you. So, the website is naa.edu. The telephone number is 800-659-2080. Tell them you want to take the tour, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. United States Army. Researchers are building smart landmines for future combat. Now, Army leaders see a future battlefield with network minefields that a commander can see from across the globe through satellite communications, and they can be scattered in minutes, but also retrieved and reused when needed. Wow. That's high-tech, isn't it? By the way, the United States wants to be the preferred military partner for countries surrounding China, and the Army's first Special Forces group has been working that angle for decades over in Southeast Asia, as they're there right now. Also, patients who went to the Army Dental Clinic in Germany, in Stuttgart, within the last several days, are being contacted after the clinic found that several sets of dental instruments did not go through the complete sterilization process. Oh, boy. By the way, Heckler & Koch Defense Incorporated will soon begin delivering thousands of 7.62-millimeter squad-designated marksman rifles to the Army to give the infantry and other close combat units a better chance of penetrating enemy body armor. We'll see how that works out. Also, in Bahrain, the U.S. Navy is reporting Engineman Second Class Austin Williams, who had been in Bahrain for only 3 weeks after a Saudi driver ran him down and killed him. The Saudi driver wound up with a slap on the wrist for running over the sailor and went back on his way, and he's back in Saudi Arabia. Wow. Also, the skies have long been the home to massive cargo aircraft from Dover Air Force Base, including the C-5 Galaxy and the C-17 Globemaster III fleet, which have been the home city's name, Dover, which is emblazoned proudly on their tails. And a Delaware man now is campaigning for the Navy to name a new ship after Dover, Delaware, the USS Dover. We'll see if they do it or not. By the way, the Air Force, fun in the sun, finally getting way too warm out there in Nevada. Flight line shorts are on the way for the overheated Nellis maintainers. They'll soon be doing their work on the runways out there in flight line shorts, fixing the aircraft at Nevada's Nellis Air Force Base can be a scorcher, and because of it, they're going to be getting some brand new shorts that they can wear out there in the Air Force. By the way, an Air Force Airwax aircraft out of Tinker Air Force Base, Oklahoma, caught fire while performing touch-and-goes in Nebraska and was forced to make an emergency landing. According to the Air National Guard, fire was put out. Plane was kept there for repairs. Now, the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology in Rapid City will work with the Air Force Civil Engineer Center at Ellsworth Air Force Base on environmental stewardship goals. We'll see how that works out. And the Marine Corps, military discipline in the social media age, how the new top Marine plans to lead. The Marine Corps' new commandant is not one to micromanage, but he expects his leaders to be squared away and put their Marines on the right path when they're misbehaving, especially when it comes to social media. And the military is keeping their eyes now on social media to make sure that things are done on the up and up, if you will. By the way, talking about a Marine veteran decked out in his dress blue uniform, celebrated his marriage July 4th with a uniquely themed wedding that honored, amongst other things, the 45th President of the United States. The wife was wearing a wedding gown that said, "Make America Great Again" on it. There you go. How about that? That's cute. And the Coast Guard cutter that's on station right now on the China front, holding the line during a rare Pacific deployment during the June Shangri-La dialogue with Chinese Defense Minister Wei Feng, then U.S. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan presented his counterpart with a gift, a book filled with 32 pages of photos and imagery of North Korean vessels receiving and delivering oil shipments in direct violation of Chinese economic violations and sanctions. Wow. And, in case you haven't heard this, authorities in Baltimore County say an off-duty member of the Maryland Air National Guard shot and killed an armed man while reportedly breaking up a fight outside a restaurant in Baltimore. An off-duty Air National Guardsman. He's being heralded as a hero for that. France and Australia are working hard on the same sub, but they'll be powered differently. The presence of Australia's Defense Minister and the Director General of Future Submarines at Friday's launch of the Francis Suffren, the first in-class Barracuda nuclear-powered attack submarine, has sent a strong signal that France considers Australia a critical partner in the project. So we'll keep our eyes open for that and see what's going on there. And finally, the Department of Veterans Affairs has a new smoke-free policy. However, that policy does not apply to the employees. The Department of Veterans Affairs announced its healthcare facilities will soon be smoke-free through a smoking ban set to take effect October the 1st, but it does not apply to their employees, just the patients and the visitors. Wow. I'm sure that's going to go over good. Sure that's going to go over good. We'll let you know more about that as we find out more. By the way, I want to remind everybody today, I'll be over at the Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue from noon to 1:30. Stop by, enjoy a good meal, enjoy some camaraderie with a bunch of ground pounders that we'll have over there, and look forward to seeing you if you want to stop by at the Mission Barbecue, West Waters Avenue, noon to 1:30. Okie dokie. Go ahead, Kathy. Chris Markowski coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends over there at Mixon Fruit Farms Groveside Cafe. Now, they are open Monday through Saturday, and if you want some little special place to go for lunch, I'm going to send you to the hidden gem of Bradenton, and that is Mixon's Groveside Cafe at 2525 27th Street South, because they got it going on when it comes to food. They really know how to make some really good homemade stuff, and they're all about homemade food. They make their own bread. They have a lot of their own ingredients. And when I was there last week for lunch on Thursday, we had the forklift burger. It was made to my order, the way I wanted it, large and in charge, seasoned to perfection with my choice of cheese. I got American cheese. Why not? And I'm telling you, it was good, really good. So you can try that if you want. Tell them the captain sent you. And don't forget, for dessert, orange swirl ice cream, only at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, they're open from 9 to 3. Stop there, have a great lunch. The hidden gem of Bradenton, you can call ahead for an order, 941-748-5829. Again, located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. Mixon's Groveside Cafe. And that means you too there, Mr. Markowski. You can call ahead for an order.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Hey, today is the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11.
Yeah, you reminded me of that today. Obviously, that's just a couple of years before my time, but a little familiar with it.
Yeah, and, of course, Buzz Aldrin. I believe they've opened up the old control room in Houston, and I think they're going to have some sort of ceremony there today with some of the old members of the staff, the crew, the flight controllers and all that were there. I believe that's what they're going to be doing today. It's going to be very, very interesting, very historic, of course. Now, the other thing that's historic about today is the fact that President Trump's new executive order rule goes into effect about asylum. Now, this will effectively end the asylum protections for most migrants on the southern border. I think that's a great thing.
I do. I just don't know why it's taken so long. I mean, this would have seemed to me one of the things that you could have done on day one and, you know, gotten somewhere to change the rules. I don't know why this has taken so long. You know, we already know the amount of people that have already gotten in here. My question is, and I'm not sure about this yet, is this thing, is everybody that's already come in here illegally, are they grandfathered in with the old rules?
Don't think so. Nope.
No, everybody that came here via asylum prior to this rule is now not going to be able to get asylum?
No, they've all got hearings scheduled. There's 800,000 hearings backed up. And by the way, of the hearings that are done, the percentage, according to what I've got here in front of me, says 11% of those hearings are in the favor of asylum. 11%.
Yeah, and then even if they're not in the favor, you know, it's not like that they grab the person and take them to the border. They have to do it themselves almost, and that never happens. So the whole thing is pretty much an exercise in futility.
Well, that's why they needed to change the asylum rule to begin with, but at least this is some sort of a start. And I will tell you that the migrants who go through a third country before heading to the U.S. must apply for asylum in that country and can only head to the U.S. border if their request is denied. And there are just a few exceptions, such as victims of human trafficking. And then you've got this other one. Technically, there's an exception for those who come from safe countries, but the law is very vague on what exactly counts as a safe country.
Yeah, what is that? I don't know exactly what that means or what was qualified as a safe country, and why would you need to claim asylum if you're coming from a safe country?
Well, because they're trying to set it up, I know, with Guatemala, with Ecuador, and Honduras, which is where a lot of these people are coming from. At least the Central Americans are coming from. That's not to say that they're not all coming from there, because they're not.
Yeah, but they're not safe countries now. So they're designated as safe countries?
Well, they want to designate them. Yeah, Guatemala doesn't want anything to do with it. They don't want to be declared as a safe country. And Ecuador and Honduras, so far, they haven't said anything one way or the other.
Well, I mean, we'll see what happens. We'll see how this thing shakes out. Again, even, you know, with them coming to America and just coming in and claiming asylum, we all know what happens as far as court dates, preliminary court dates, secondary court dates, and everything goes through. And there's no way. We don't have the judges. This is not going to happen.
No. And again, 800,000 cases backed up. I don't even know how we're going to catch up to that. Okay, well, here we go. Larry Kudlow says the U.S. economy is experiencing strong prosperity booms.
Well, take a look around. I think things are going, you know, pretty well as far as the economy is concerned.
I keep seeing it.
Yeah, I see it everywhere. Obviously, you'd like to see some sort of trade deal negotiated, but, you know, even still, I mean, Trump's winning on this. Series of companies that were making products in China are moving out, moving to, whether it be back to the United States or to other areas in the Pacific, from iRobot to Cummins diesel engines to Crocs shoes. Several companies, they're just saying, you know what, we're going to get out of here because of these tariffs. And they're not going to go back, and which is interesting. Once they leave, they're not going to go back. So China is starting to recognize this, and they really have to come up with something and get a deal done as more and more companies continue to leave.
Now, did you see the Made in America, the third annual Made in America exhibit at the White House yesterday?
I heard about it. I didn't see it.
Okay, well, there was a lot of really neat stuff there, American products, American companies. Now, believe it or not, you know what a Zippo lighter is, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty much standard issue if you were in the military, because they had the old windproof Zippo lighter. And, of course, they were made from Pennsylvania. They had a big exhibit there. They had the Airstream trailers made in Ohio, big exhibit of those there. The Buck knives, which I happen to have one right now in my pocket, made in Idaho, they were there. The Nakomo baseball gloves made in Texas, they were there. The Freeman boats out of the Carolinas, they were there. They had one boat sitting there. I'm just drooling. Two 450 horsepower engines on the back of a 35-foot offshore boat.
That'll get you out to your fishing spots quick.
No kidding. No kidding. I saw that and I went, okay, we're not doing any trolling with this boat, are we?
It's great for the Gulf of Mexico to get out to all those deep water spots.
Now, what would you say if I told you, according to NBC News, again, this is them talking, that we know we have a lot of Chinese students that come to America to study, correct?
Yes.
Well, when they get done, the majority of them, about 75%, leave the U.S., go back to where they came from, and start their own businesses.
That's great if they want to come back to where they came from and did that. One of the things that, I think we should do here in this country is that, people come here to study and they do well and they're really interested in this country. I would give a lot of these, especially technology graduates, I give them the opportunity to become an American citizen. I would have it in college, make them, take the classes, have them get their green card. Why not try to keep some of these people here? It's not a bad thing. I think it's a good thing.
Right. The other thing is, there's a tech rally going on that seems to be lifting the NASDAQ to record levels. Am I reading that right?
Certain things are doing pretty well, right? I mean, it's pretty much rallying across the board right now. I'm actually writing a column about it, and we'll be talking about it this weekend, what people need to be doing when you continue to hit these highs and how they need to trim their positions and rotate assets to some degree so that things don't get too far out of whack in your portfolio. It's great to see that the markets are doing well, but again, we're always big on caution.
What is going on with Mnuchin talking about the U.S. is fearing Facebook's Libra could be misused by terrorists? What's he talking about?
Well, it's a cryptocurrency, and how they can go about using it to evade. One of the best tools, in my opinion, to try to track down the bad guys is follow the money. And, if you're not unable to follow the money because it's used by a cryptocurrency or some sort of blockchain or this new thing that they're talking about in regards to Facebook, the Libra, it makes it a little bit more difficult. I've always said that, they take a look at Al-Qaeda. When Al-Qaeda was, this is years ago, they put out actual annual reports based upon all of the businesses that they were in and the money that they made. And I said, these transactions have to be facilitated through something. Find out where that is, and then you can, work to put a stop to their money supplies. And I think when you get into the crypto area, it can be a little bit more difficult.
All righty. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. And I'll be right back with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.